banks, despite their conservative exterior, had a big hand in shadow financing. They got around caps on deposit rates by funneling savings into opaque wealth management products, a chunk of which flowed through the shadow firms. Some of these products offered yields of over 10%, yet they enjoyed informal guarantees from the state-owned banks, making investors think that they were as safe as deposits. The shadow banking industry grew to 28.5% of banks' total assets in 2016. Around that time, a series of messy defaults alerted regulators to the dangers. They began a campaign to unwind the shadow financing. They forced trust companies to hold more capital. They stopped banks from offering guarantees on wealth products. And they opened the door to a new professional fund industry, pressing banks to launch formal wealth management subsidiaries, rather like asset management groups, in developed markets. Banks are barred from investing in equities, but the new divisions face no such rules. They cannot, however, offer guarantees. Contracts specify that in a downturn, investors will face losses. Some banks' wealth units manage their own funds, others team up with outside managers. Much of the money flows into the stock market. The ubiquity of mobile payments has given ordinary people another route to funds. With a few taps, users of Alipay or WeChat Pay can choose from hundreds of products. China's 100 million or so retail punters have long believed that they can beat professional investors. But that sentiment has shifted over the past 2 years, and many are now buying into mutual funds at record pace, says Desiree Wang of JP Morgan Asset Management. Much as retail investors have been vocal on social media about the performance of individual stocks, they now debate, laud and criticize the performance of the country's top fund managers. Funds are also becoming more sophisticated. Since the global financial crisis, a stream of Chinese nationals has returned to Hong Kong and Shanghai from London and New York, bringing a new set of skills, says Louis Luo of Aberdeen Standard Investments, an asset manager. Funds once limited to plain vanilla active management have brought in specialists to launch quantitative and absolute return funds. These trends have been magnified at China's big mutual funds. Three of the largest mutual fund companies, China Asset Management, eFund and Southern Asset Management, have each surpassed 1 trillion yuan in assets under management. The rate of growth at mutual funds and at the bank's wealth management arms is projected to take professionally managed assets in China from around 96 trillion yuan or $14.7 trillion in 2020 to 244 trillion yuan in 2029, or near the current size of the asset management industry in America.